We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody. Say good morning to Lisa from the North End.
Hey, girl.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Now, do you you have some time off this week for school vacation week?
No, I wish. I have a midterm tonight.
Oh.
Ooh, midterm.
Wow.
I know.
What subject?
Chemical biology.
Count me out.
Oh,
I'm already confused.
No, we have lots of chemicals in this studio. We could help.
Yeah.
They're in my head.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Lisa?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped out of that studio. She can't hear any of these questions. Kennedy with 3,133 wins, 262 losses. Question number one. Seal is 57 years old today. He sang that song, Kiss from a Rose. And his ex-wife is one of the most famous models in the world. Who is she?
Heidi Klum.
Question number two. Lark Voorhees is on Dr. Oz today, and she admits she felt hurt and slighted that she hasn't been asked to participate in the Saved by the Bell revival. Who did she play on that show?
I've never seen that show, but my roommate is named after Kelly Kapowski, I think her name is, so I'm going to go with her.
That's okay. Amazing.
Question number three. This actor and comedian is the most tenured cast member on SNL and is now being tabbed as the host for the next White House Correspondents Dinner. Who is he?
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
Sure. This actor and comedian is the most tenured cast member on SNL and is now being tabbed as the host for the next White House Correspondents Dinner. Who is he?
Is it Keenan? I don't know.
What's up with that? It's a pretty good guess. Question number four. Ben Affleck was on ESPN and he said that he and Matt Damon have both texted Tom Brady about his plans and he won't tell either of them. Matt Damon starred in a movie opposite Christian Bale that was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars this year. What was it?
I have no idea.
Question number five. Al Pacino's 43-year-old girlfriend says she broke up with him because he's 79. She says, and I quote...
Ford versus Ferrari, wasn't it? Darn. I just thought, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
That would have been cool if you thought of that 10 seconds earlier.
We'll get there in a
minute. Al Pacino had the advantage of anti-aging technology when he recently starred in The Irishman as which controversial figure?
I didn't watch that.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. You were too busy studying.
Yeah, that's because it was 74 hours long.
It was good. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Lisa got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right.
That's what I said.
Not a lot of chemical biology going on.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Seal is 57 today, Kennedy. He sang that song, Kiss from a Rose, and his ex-wife is one of the most famous models in the world. Who is she?
Heidi Klum.
Tied at one. Question number two. Lark Voorhees is on Dr. Oz today, and she admits she feels hurt and slighted that she hasn't been asked to participate in the Saved by the Bell revival. Who did she play on the show?
Was her name Lisa? Turtle. Her last name was Turtle. Lisa Turtle. Oh, my God.
2-1. Question number three. This actor and comedian is the most tenured cast member on SNL and is now being tabbed as host for the next White House Correspondents' Dinner. Who is he?
Keenan.
Ivory Wayans.
I'll take it. I mean, it's...
Keenan. I don't know. It's Keenan something, right?
You gave it to her.
Yeah,
she just said Keenan.
Yeah, Keenan Thompson.
Oh.
3-2. Question number four. Ben Affleck was on ESPN, and he said that he and Matt Damon both text Tom Brady about his plans. And apparently he texts back the emoji that just had the shrugged shoulders.
Get out.
Yeah. Matt Damon starred in a movie opposite Christian Bale that was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars this year. Name that film.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Mm-hmm. 4-2. Question number five. Al Pacino's 43-year-old girlfriend says she broke up with him because he's 79.
Brutal. Felt like she knew that going in.
Her quote was, "It's hard to be with a man so old, even Al Pacino."
Twist the knife.
That is brutal. Just find somewhere else to
you
go.
Old.
For that part.
I can't do another 4 o'clock dinner, Al.
I'm tired of watching.
Personally victimized by that statement.
Tired of watching Walker, Texas Ranger, Al. Al Pacino had the advantage of anti-aging technology when he recently starred in The Irishman as which controversial figure?
Jimmy Hoffa.
He was Jimmy Hoffa. Woo! Nice job, Kennedy. Final score is 5-2, Lisa. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a $50 gift card to Sanzi celebrating 24 years on Newberry Street. Top-notch international cuisine, open for brunch, dinner, and late-night fare 7 days a week. You enjoy that, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with your test today. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thanks. I appreciate it. My name is Lisa from the North End, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Madison is from Tingsboro. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, girl.
Madison is getting ready to leave on a little weekend vacation to Canada.
Ooh. I have never been, and I so want to go.
I haven't either.
It's beautiful.
Nice and warm Canada.
What
part? Palm trees.
Where are you going in Canada?
Toronto.
Ooh. Never been to Toronto. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Also,
64 Canadian.
I was going to say, no, is it?
I have no idea.
I feel like the Canadian dollar is worth more than ours.
They can look up Monopoly money. It's all blue.
Let's see. Kennedy with 3,134 wins, 262 losses. Again, you tie. Kennedy is now gone. She cannot hear anything that is happening. Jillian Michaels is an outspoken celebrity personal trainer that was on which weight loss show that turned out to be incredibly unhealthy for its contestants?
The Biggest Loser.
Question number two. Shaka Khan had a rough week last week. She butchered the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game. And before that, she was booted off which reality competition show?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to guess Big Brother. I have no idea.
Question number three. Chris Stapleton sang Tennessee Whiskey while in the audience at a Madea play last Friday night in Nashville. Madea's creator asked him from the stage, and he used a wireless mic to do so. Who created Madea?
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Question number four. Mulan has received the first PG-13 rating for a Disney live-action remake. It was for sequences of violence. Wow.
Well, there is a war going on.
Right.
I got to tell you, this movie looks really good to me. I can't wait to see it. Finish the lyric from Mulan. Take a listen, okay?
Okay.
Did they send me daughters?
When I asked for sons.
It's my girl.
So hyped.
Question number five. This CBS show about an elite squad of FBI profilers that analyze the country's most twisted offenders to anticipate their next move has been on the air since 2005, but is set to air its series finale tonight. Name the TV show.
Oh, no. Criminal Minds.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, if I have scored this correctly, and thankfully with the help of intern Justin, I think I have. Madison got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Jillian Michaels is an outspoken celebrity personal trainer that was on which weight loss show that turned out to be incredibly unhealthy for its contestants?
The Biggest Loser.
Tie to one, question number two. Chaka Khan had a rough week last week. She butchered the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game. And before that, she was booted off which reality competition show?
The Masked Singer.
2-1, question number three. Chris Stapleton sang Tennessee Whiskey while in the audience at a Madea play last Friday in Nashville. Madea's creator asked him from the stage to do so. Who created the Madea character?
Tyler Perry.
Imagine you're just sitting at a show, though, and you're trying to relax, and someone's like, no, sing right now.
Dance, clown, dance.
Like, I kind of just wanted to see you perform.
Yeah, but Dan, if somebody said, hey, drop us a weekly wrap-up real quick, just drop us a few bars in the middle of a show with all the crowd screaming your name.
Right. I'd be like, nah.
In front of Tyler Perry, I feel like you would.
He'd be like, do you know how much I prepare for this? I can't just do this.
3-1, question number four. Mulan has received the first PG-13 rating for a Disney live-action remake. It was for sequences of violence. Finish the lyric from Mulan.
Come on.
Take a listen.
Let's get down to business.
Is it the same song every time?
To defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters?
Because I wanted carry boys.
Let's get down to business.
Freaking
to defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters?
I was close. Yes.
You are.
Yeah. And it's funny because they did send a daughter. That's Mulan.
3-2, question number five. This CBS show about an elite squad of FBI profilers that analyze the country's most twisted offenders to anticipate their next move has been on the air since 2005, but apparently it is set to air its series finale tonight. Name that show.
Criminal Minds.
That
I
is...
love that show.
Correct.
Until Jennifer Love Hewitt came on, then I was out.
4-3 is the final score. Madison Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of ski passes to go to watch Houston Mountain. You can use it for lift tickets or a one-day beginner package. It's winter in New England, so get out and enjoy it. You enjoy those tickets. Madison, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head off to Canada?
Thank you, guys. I'm Madison from Tingsboro, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Thought you were supposed to say take off.
Take off, eh?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
I feel like you did this to me on purpose. I do not want to put Amy on the air. Good morning, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You're setting me up here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah. Amy is getting ready to take her son in for an MRI after he suffered an injury skiing this weekend.
Yep.
I'm trying to get my wife into skiing, Amy. What are you doing to me?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Is he okay?
We hope so. They told us he has a fractured kneecap at the hospital.
So then he's not okay.
Wow.
Well, right. So we're going to Children's to get it checked out.
Oh, my
God.
What's his name?
That's the best place to go.
His name is Sean.
Sean. Oh, that's tough. Were you guys at Loon?
No. He was at Cranmore.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're thinking about you, buddy.
Get better, Sean.
Yep.
Gotta shred that gnar, bro.
Shred the gnar. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Amy?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
How old is Sean?
Thank you. You too. 17.
Yeah, shred the gnar. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof booth. She cannot hear any of these questions. Question number one. Rock legend Ozzy Osbourne was arrested for urinating on the Alamo on this day back in 1982. Which state is the Alamo in?
Texas.
Question number two. Millie Bobby Brown turning 16 today. She stars on which show?
Millie Bobby Brown is in a TV show.
Yep. I bet Sean knows.
What? I don't know. Something Raven? No, I don't. Wait, I don't.
That's
I don't
all right.
Know.
Question number three. The Nevada Democratic debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Which Democrat won the New Hampshire primary?
Bernie Sanders.
Question number four. Ben Affleck admits.
Oh, that was wrong.
No, you're all right.
All right, go ahead. Okay.
You're good. You're good. Ben Affleck admits that his biggest regret was his divorce. Who did he separate from?
Jennifer Garner.
Question number five. Jenna Dewan and her boyfriend are engaged. She was previously married to Channing Tatum. They met on the set of which 2006 dance movie?
A 2006 dance movie.
Yes.
I don't think I know the answer to that.
All-time classic.
Really?
It was?
No.
Nothing.
All right.
I have no idea.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I've never seen that one myself, so don't feel bad.
Carson. It's like Academy Award winning.
I like that movie. I don't care who knows.
Of course you did.
Kennedy, Amy got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Ozzy Osbourne was arrested for urinating on the Alamo on this day in 1982.
Remember it.
Which state is the Alamo in?
Texas.
See what you did there.
Thank you.
Tied in one, question number two. Millie Bobby Brown turning 16 today. She stars on which show?
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. That's correct.
Oh, Stranger Things.
2 to 1, question number three. The Nevada Democratic debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Which Democrat won the New Hampshire primary?
Bernie Sanders.
80 cents to the dollar. They want the whole dollar.
3 to 2, question number four. Ben Affleck admits that his biggest regret was his divorce. Who did he separate from?
Jennifer Garner.
All right. It is 4 to 3. Going to the final question. Jenna Dewan and her boyfriend are engaged. She was previously married to Channing Tatum. They met on the set of which 2006 dance classic?
I didn't put that word.
Step it up or step up? Step up?
Look at you, Kennedy. Woo! Look at you.
Dance classic.
All-time classic. Don't at me, bro.
Save the Last Dance is the only movie that matters.
Oh, that one's good, too.
Julia Stiles.
Oh. No, hard pass.
What about You Got Served? That was the thing, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right, 5-3 is the final score. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You or maybe your son is going to see AWOL Nation with Andrew McMahon May 28th at Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Oh, great. Thanks so much.
All right. Hope Sean gets better soon. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, thank you. I'm Amy from Canton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.